Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On a Victory Tuesday, we're presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and to apply today.
A lot of stuff going on. RG3's got a book coming out in August of next year called Surviving Washington.
That's a serious pre-order time. I did pre-orders for 2 weeks. He's doing a year of pre-orders.
He's going to talk about the Seattle game, the knee injury, the medical mismanagement, he says. The
unfiltered.
The sexual harassment. That's a nightmare.
Oh, he's
it's actually a great teaser.
He is going to just completely nuke any potential for coming back and playing in the league.
I think he said he was going to detail.
Those days are done.
He said he was detailing the medical mismanagement from the Seattle game on.
He's a broadcaster
and the
now.
Sexual harassment.
He's a broadcaster now.
Now he's going to dive into the sexual harassment too?
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
And Virginia Tech hired Brent Pry as their new coach, defensive coordinator for Penn State. He was there for about 5 or 6 years. Look, there were a lot of names that I was hoping Tech would at least interview. I know they were interviewing or interested in Billy Napier, who took the Florida job. Mm-hmm. I wanted an offensive guy. It is what it is. I mean, I wonder where Pry was on Virginia Tech's list. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if he was 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. because a lot of these guys they're interested in. Clawson resigned, Dykes, TCU, Napier, Florida. I was hearing Marcus Freeman, defensive coordinator for Notre Dame. Maybe he gets the Notre Dame job now. Who knows? But Brent Pry is the guy.
Okay.
And I hope he can recruit. And I hope he can keep guys in from Virginia at Virginia Tech.
Yep. That would be nice.
Look at you becoming a passionate Tech fan.
Well, I mean, my kids go there.
Yeah,
sure. I want them to do well. But I did want an offensive guy. Right. That's why I wanted Napier. Napier coached under Saban. He coached under Dabo. Mm-hmm. That's the guy I want, but you can't compete with Florida.
I hadn't even heard of University of Louisiana football. I honestly didn't.
That's where B. Mitch went.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Well, let me just say this.
I thought he went to Northeast Louisiana or something.
No, it was, called South.
Louisiana.
No, it was Southwest Louisiana.
All right, so there you go.
I've never heard
of University of Louisiana
They changed
football.
Their name.
Yeah. Yeah. That was. I was like, "Where the?
We got Pete Haley hanging on.
Pete Haley's being very patient. Just
all
waiting.
Right, people can be
just
patient.
Waiting in his living room.
Anyway,
100%. He's looking at his phone to his right while he was waiting for
us. I'm shocked he didn't fall asleep over the last 2 minutes because he's probably been up. You know, like probably he's up till 3 a.m.
You've been up all night, Pete.
Yeah, but you know, everybody has who covers or cares about this team today. So I'm not going to pretend like I'm some hero. But one thing I will say is I am. Shocked that RG3 inserted himself into the conversation today. That is so unlike him.
Very much.
I'm really taken aback that he makes.
He doesn't like attention.
Morning.
You know that.
It's a good teaser. Have you watched the video yet? Have you watched the video?
No, you guys broke that news to me. I'll watch RG3.
It's really good, actually.
During the Virginia Tech football coach talk, but that's okay. This is your show. I'm happy to just be on it however long you need me.
All right. So what jumps out at you? I mean, I going into this game, I really questioned if Taylor. I know it's Gibby and everybody's playing well, but I really questioned if Taylor could continue to keep playing at a high level. You know, because we always want to fall back on the undrafted narrative, and that's why he was undrafted. But he's learning. He's growing. And I'm here for it, and I love it. And I don't know, he might be able to continue. That's what's jumping out at me, is watching the growth of this journeyman.
Absolutely, and I think what was encouraging about last night is it wasn't his best game. He had the interception. He was a little inaccurate here and there. He was kind of jumpy early, mm-hmm. and they still were able to win. The past 2 weeks, Taylor was essentially perfect, and it was good to see that Washington won when he's perfect. But when your quarterback's perfect, it's very easy to do that. So I wanted to see if Washington could bring out a victory when number 4 wasn't at his best. And I get it. Seattle's not exactly a good team anymore. But still, for Washington to be able to, you know, win their third in a row with Heinicke playing maybe a B-minus game, it's really encouraging. And I think it speaks to the depth of the team, other phases chipping in. There's a lot that went wrong for them last night, but they were still able to persevere. And while Ron Rivera, I have some complaints about here or there, one thing he seems to have really instilled in this team is resilience and being able to persevere through obstacles and adversity. It happened last year, and it's happening again this year, and it's resulting in a nice second-half run here.
Now, Pete, something that did go right for Washington, amongst other things, was Curtis Samuel's return. And it didn't have a huge impact on the box score. Had one reception, had one rush, but you mentioned on your Twitter he had a critical block on the J.D. McKissic touchdown run. And, you know, it might not show up on the box score, but it's valuable to have him back on the field. And they've been waiting weeks, if not months, for this to happen.
Definitely. And I think last night was just, let's get Curtis in there. Let's introduce him to the offense and let's get him out of there. And it sounded like Ron, during your interview with him, was pleased with Curtis's health. And I think you'll see it more in future weeks. This offense really does a lot of stuff pre-snap motion wise. And I understand a lot of it might feel like window dressing, but when you watch the game back, it does freeze linebackers. It does keep guys on their toes and make them have to lean this way. And then the run comes that way. And they were doing it with DeAndre Carter and De'Ami Brown, who are good players, or at least DeAndre Carter is. De'Ami Brown, the jury's still out. But for Curtis, who's much more explosive, it's only going to make this offense more difficult to defend. And yeah, the block, that's not what he's here for. That's not what they're paying him for. But it was good to see him find a way to contribute, even when he's not necessarily a plus, you know, a main figure of the game plan. So the offense, just getting contributions from everywhere. John Bates having a couple big catches and blocking. Carter, four catches again, tied for the team lead. Adam Humphries making plays on third down and recovering the onside kick there to save all of our, you know, sanities and this winning streak. So the depth, again, it's a lot of guys who wouldn't be expecting playing meaningful football here in November, but they're making a big-time difference.
I don't want to quibble with your earlier grade on Taylor, but I kind of will. I am biased. I give him a B+. I mean, very high percentage. He was inaccurate early. The interception kind of sucked, but I think Logan could have caught that, to be frank with you. So I thought he did a great job evading the rush. I think he needs to be better on the RPOs. I actually think I found a weakness in his game that isn't his arm strength. I think he stinks at the RPOs because half the time I feel like he should pull it back and run. So I don't know.
Yes. Quibbling is totally fine. I guess I'm digging him for the interception. But we mentioned he only took one sack, and that's been a really big weakness for him the past couple weeks. The offensive line has been playing really well, but the raw sack numbers aren't that favorable. And I think a lot of that falls on number four. Last night only took 1 for 4 yards. He didn't force it beyond the one pick anywhere else. And I think he is just finding this balance. I think early on in the season, I kind of imagine it, Taylor sitting there with all these dials, and he turns up the dial about scrambling all the way. But then, you know, that causes the rest of the ratio to be off. So he turns that down. He turns up the, okay, I'm going to force the ball downfield. That's when he ran into these interceptions. He's kind of tweaking everything right now. And I think he's found the right mix between game manager, what Ron wants, and frenetic, exciting Taylor. He's sat down right in the middle of that, and it's allowed him to be a serviceable quarterback. He's not this backup anymore. He's not a top 12 starter, but I think he's kind of in that middle range. And when you have a quarterback in the middle range, like, I don't know if this is a great comparison, but a Carson Wentz, a guy who's fine, but not necessarily big time difference maker, you can still win when he takes care of the football for the most part and the other phases step up. And that's what Washington's doing right now. They're surrounding him with a devastating running game and a good defense, and Taylor's doing his part. He's not just along for the ride. He's definitely a part of the ride.
Any names top of mind to replace Joey Sly? Ron Rivera came on and said he's going to be out 3 weeks. The hammy's banged up. Do we have any names?
Are there just any proven guys?
A cavalcade of guys running through Ashburn.
Any proven guys out there?
I haven't had time to go back and look, but I would imagine the tryout list that they had with Joey Sly the last time they brought him in, there's 4 or 5 names on that list. I could see those 4 or 5 guys being trotted out to Ashburn today to go through another set of tryouts. And I think Josh Lambeau, the Jaguars' old kicker who got released in favor of the one who's doing the job right now for them, is out there still as well, I believe. But yeah, I think if you just search Joey Sly on Twitter, you'll find sort of that list that came out when he signed with the team about a month ago. And I would put my money on maybe one of those other guys who he beat out being the person they bring in. It won't be Chris Blewett. Cakes has a better chance of being the next kicker than Chris
Blewett.
It's definitely
not going to be
him.
What do you sleep on Cakes' leg.
Yes, I do. Comfortably. Yeah.
And Pete, what do you make of Landon Collins' turnaround? Even just from our fans' perspective, we wanted that dude out of here a month ago. And I think it's a little crazy because he's always been more of a box guy. And I know he still does some coverage, but he's just come to life in the last few. They've kind of unleashed him, and Josh Norman, punching the ball free. I mean, just doing everything. I love the way he attacks the line of scrimmage. So good at that.
He looks like a completely different player. I mean, earlier in the season, people were begging for DeShazer Everett. They were clamoring for Derek Forrest to come off the short-term IR and replace him. It is a massive turnaround for number 26, and he's gone from counting down the seconds until it's free agency so this team can cut him and move on to, I think he's a very crucial defender and should be back next year at the way he's playing. He is so decisive. He had that early tackle for loss, knifing through the line of scrimmage. He's been really good at reading screens and shorter passes, and the punch out on Alex Collins was A-plus defending Pro Bowl stuff with the punch there from behind. So I've been really pleased, and I think it's kind of weird that he still talks about how he hates what he's doing when he's thriving so much.
Yeah.
I would imagine it sure as hell beats getting beat by Deontay Harris for a deep pass against the Saints and just being roasted on Twitter by everybody. But whether he likes it or not, they have found the right mix. So kudos to Landon for accepting this change, maybe begrudgingly, but still accepting it, and the coaching staff for recognizing it, because he is now one of their best players. Him and Cam Curl together are a tremendous combo.
Hey, Pete, I know this is a few years down the road because they're not going to move to their new stadium. They haven't even picked a site yet. They can't get out of FedEx Field fast enough. I mean, pipes are bursting during the game last night. Everybody's filming it with their cell phones. It's freaking embarrassing. I mean, that stadium is an abject disaster.
It is a complete joke. Sometimes after their most awful losses, I'll get in the parking lot and look at it, and I'll think to myself, they can't drop a bomb on this piece of property soon enough. This is the worst place ever. Luckily, last night it didn't appear to be sewage water. I was told it was just a sprinkler, and everybody got out dry and in one piece, so that's a relief, but just a complete sideshow. And I was talking to Graham Paulson. He was saying he doesn't get why people like making fun of that stuff, and I understand he's been doing this for a while. There's more important things to tend to. But for me, when I see a video of sprinklers going off on the suite level, I kind of just chuckle, and I can't wait to get out my sassy one-liner, because it's just, this is an NFL team doing these things. And it's really sad that Washington has to play in a stadium like that, as my cat is now on the counter behind me. Really good behavior there. Good job, guys.
Kind of a chunky cat. I've never actually seen the cat.
A lot of meow mix over there.
That's a cat that eats human food. For sure.
Look at the shot you got.
And now we're getting moons.
Now you're getting starfish.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna censor that for every so we don't get fired.
No, that's a good parting shot.
That is a chunky cat.
We'll let you go feed your enormous cat. And we'll talk to you again soon.
That's a terrible cat.
I need a nap. I'll go take care of that. See you guys next week.
Yeah. All right,
Pete
buddy.
Haley covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Washington Capitals.
Sweet.
Take on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey, I got something to talk about.
Yes.
Because I love the fall. And I love getting my fantasy football team in order. John Paul Flame. I love drinking some pumpkin beer, rocking the fleece jacket or a big pullover. There's so many cool moments to enjoy. In fact, I think it should be everyone's favorite season. And my buddies at Van Meter Homes agree with me. Through November 30th, I believe that's today, buy a new Van Meter home and receive special savings. Get these savings now and savor your new Van Meter home for seasons to come. Check out new Van Meter single family homes, townhomes, condos all across Northern Virginia. Just visit vanmeterhomes.com/savor to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.